use cases for none, quarantine, and reject policy in DMARC. DMARC, Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance, helps protect against unauthorized emails by setting policies for how receiving servers should handle emails from your domain. The main DMARC policies are P equals none, P equals quarantine, and P equals reject, each serving different purposes in email security. The P equals none policy is often seen as ineffective, but is useful during the initial DMARC setup to monitor email traffic and identify legitimate senders. It allows gathering data without rejecting emails, making it suitable for domains with multiple third-party vendors, complex email infrastructures, or organizations testing internal and external emails. It's also beneficial for organizations with high volume or public-facing domains, where the monitoring phase helps refine future policies. The P equals quarantine policy marks unauthorized emails as spam rather than rejecting them, providing a middle ground. It's recommended during the transition from P equals none to P equals reject to identify and adjust SPF and DKIM settings without rejecting legitimate emails. It's ideal for domains with high spoofing risks, complex infrastructures, or non-essential subdomains. It also helps minimize false positives while allowing IT teams to fine-tune email authentication. The P equals reject policy is the strictest, rejecting emails that fail DMARC authentication. It's most suitable for high-profile organizations, such as government agencies, e-commerce platforms, financial institutions, and VIP email addresses, where the risk of impersonation and fraud is high. By rejecting unauthorized emails, it ensures only legitimate communications reach recipients' inboxes. Understanding when and how to use each DMARC policy, starting with P equals none, transitioning to P equals quarantine, and ultimately enforcing P equals reject is crucial for protecting your domain from phishing and spoofing attacks. Adjusting these policies as your email authentication process matures helps ensure maximum security and deliverability.